name at all.
All right, awesome.
Let's see. Lumpkin County. Well, where is, there it is. This is Andrew Keynes. I was born and raised in Delano.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Let's see, Andrew Keynes has it there. This is Andrew Keynes. His book on the history of Delano is kind of the authority, if you will. Mm-hmm. Basically, what this is excerpts from the newspapers up there all along.
Okay.
My mother roomed with at their house for. Okay, so Harbin is not listed there, so he didn't have Harbin there. So let's see. I presume that you've looked online to get any information you can offline on him.
Yeah, there wasn't too much.
Well, there might be more than you might think.
Yeah, probably. I'm not very good at doing research online. Yeah.
Well, Frank, this is a person working on his paper up in the security section. Well, are you familiar with Find a Grave?
I think I did stumble across that. I didn't
look
too much into it.
Every once in a while, is he buried in Dahlonega, or do you know?
He is. I think he might be buried in Atlanta.
Well, let's see. Oliver Wiley. H-A-R-B-I-N. Harbin. Let's try G-E-O-R-G-I-A. Well, I don't have anything there. Let's see. Oliver Harbin. Let's just make sure. Let's see. They don't always necessarily spell it the right way. And then let's try O. Okay, let's try something else. Let's just for kicks. There he is right there. Okay. I presume you have that information?
Yep.
Okay. So he's buried at Westview. He was engineer for the William Smith. Okay. An interesting fact on the Great Locomotive Chase: the Yankees who were involved in that were some of the first to receive the Medal of Honor, and a good many of them are buried up in Chattanooga because of that. And William Fuller, who was the conductor of the train, his ancestors were Robert Fuller, as in the movie actor, cowboy actor Robert Fuller. And so when they did the movie The Great Locomotive Chase, Robert Fuller was a consultant to it. So he married Mary Evan Carlton.
So for the locomotive chase, was that a Union attack on the Confederacy?
No. What happened was that 22 or 23 or 24, according to have counts you want to make, they decided that they would, some of them were soldiers, some of them were not soldiers. They dressed up as civilians, caught a train down to Marietta, spent the night, and their goal was to capture a train and run it back to Chattanooga, and on the way burn as many of the bridges as they could, because that was a main supply line from Atlanta to Chattanooga. Atlanta was a big place of building stuff for the Confederacy, guns, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Chattanooga was under attack from the Union. So they were going to go back up and burn the bridges.
Okay.
Unfortunately, about three or four things happened to their plan. The first thing that happened to their plan was that to wind up being a day late. They were going to do it on a Friday, but to wind up doing it on a Saturday. Mm. The second thing was that it was pouring rain that day, so when they tried to burn the bridges, they didn't burn.
Oh, yeah.
And the third thing was, because it wasn't on the same day, there was a lot of train traffic coming south. So so they got up that morning, caught the train in Marietta there, went up to this little ways to Big Shanty, which is now Kennesaw. And when the normal deal was the normal deal was for the train to stop at the Big Shanty, guys who operate the train hop off and have breakfast and hop back on and take off. Well, this particular day they hopped off to have breakfast. The Yankees commandeered the train and took off. The other guy was a guy named Murphy, Fuller, and a guy named Murphy. Murphy was an engineer at the railroad and was there to kind of make sure everything went okay with the engine.
Yeah.
They then chased the train on foot for a little ways, and then there was a one of these push cars that you pump like up and down. So they commandeered that. Anyway, they wound up chasing them, and that got it. They caught another train engine and ran backwards chasing it. The Yankees would try to get a fire going, and it wouldn't start. They'd keep going. So that's basically what happened. They got up about north of Adairsville, and the Southerners caught the Yankees, caught the train. The Yankees made Bush Bond, and by then the Southerners had some Confederate troops who helped them chase them. They caught some of them then. They caught some later. They brought them back down to Atlanta. They had a trial and convicted about six or eight of them, and then some of them escaped. They wound up executing, I think, about six or eight, and a good many of them remain. Yeah, this is the William Fuller. Frank, his guy is Oliver Harbin. He was just asking. Mm-hmm. This is the Fuller who was the guy who was there. Was Fuller and Murphy. And from then until the day they died, they hated each other, Fuller and Murphy. And because Fuller would tell a story to the Atlanta Constitution about his exploits, Murphy would tell one to the Atlanta Journal, which was the opposing paper, and say, oh, Fuller didn't do this. I was the one that did that. And Fuller would say, no, he wasn't the one that did this. I did that. So it was a big eye. Each one would, typical, you know, ego.
Yeah.
And even until they died, they hated each other because of that. They both were members of the Masonic Lodge I was a member of, and Fuller moved his membership to somewhere else. I don't know why he did, but he did. So he, what he's looking for is anything on Oliver Wiley Harbin, who was the engineer on the railroad. He was engineer of the Rome Railroad at the time, and he's buried. He was born in Dahlonega. So, and he wants to get a picture of you, Frank. Oh my God, I can't understand why he would want to do that. So Oliver Wiley Harbin seems to be interesting. So that's the story of the Great Locomotive Chase. There's quite a few books about it. A guy named Hittinger, a Yankee, wrote about it. Fuller and Murphy, when they were chasing them, had to take a train and they ran it, engine, and they couldn't get turned around the turnstile, and they had to run it backwards. I think that's where it was. And an interesting story about the train they stole, the engine they stole. The general, they found it somewhere up in like Indiana or somewhere. And the state of Georgia was transporting it back down here. When it came through Chattanooga, the mayor of Chattanooga hijacked the train and wouldn't let it come down here. And he did it purely to niggle Governor Lester Mattis, Georgia governor. Uh-huh. And they had lawsuits for about a year last, and finally the mayor said, yeah, you know. So what that